Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode sponsored by Hume. You're eating clean, hitting your workouts, doing everything right. So why does the scale still look the same? Because weight alone can't show fat loss, muscle gain, or real progress. The Hume Body Pod changes that. It tracks 45 body metrics like body fat, muscle mass, hydration, and visceral fat, so you can actually see what's happening inside your body. With 8 sensors and advanced multi-frequency technology, it gives you a full body breakdown in seconds, right from home. You can even track progress by body segment, arms, legs, and core, so nothing gets missed. And inside the app, you'll get personalized insights to help you adjust and improve over time. Stop relying on a number that doesn't tell the whole story. Go to humehealth.com and check out the Hume Body Pod.
My hands were wet after.
Oh my God, that's so gross. You know what that deserves is just a very strongly worded email to your management.
Hey, we're the Personality Hires, and some of you might already know us for personalities because we all met at work.
Whether you're working from home
or stuck in the office with that coworker you hate,
we make your 9-to-5 worth getting out of bed for.
You want to know what's in the urinal cake today? Well, the last two I've started off with a lot of ailment type talk.
Yeah, it's been pretty gross.
Yeah, this week is no different. I don't know what's happening to me.
Oh, God.
Falling apart. I'm usually a pretty ship-shaped, top-tier, freewheeling, not-sick kind of guy.
I disagree, just flat out, wholeheartedly. I disagree with that.
When do I get sick?
Dude, you're always like, God, I feel terrible. I've got this cough. I can't hear. When we were at the Bird Show, you would come in once a month with an ailment.
Okay, you'd come in twice a week with a hangover.
Yeah, that's not an ailment. That's not something that I complain about.
Ow. All right. But this is also, the reason I like starting these like this is because, I don't know, me and Jackson don't see each other anymore. And whenever we worked at our job together, I'd come in and I get to spill everything bad that's going on. It's never in like a wah, cry for me kind of thing, but it's like, isn't this crazy? What the hell is going on here?
Valid.
And so my throat was hurting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Got sick as a dog on Saturday. Sick as a dog on Sunday. Today, I go to work and I start getting these heart palpitations. But it's not in my heart and it's not in my throat. What is the meeting place of the heart and the throat?
Chest?
I think it's called an esophagus.
I would say that your esophagus is part of your throat.
Is it the bottom part? Is it the whole
thing? The whole thing?
If I start breathing too hard or anything, I'm just in pain in that middle area right there. Right where the neck ends and the chest begins.
You know what that sounds like to me?
What?
That sounds like irritation? Heartburn.
Oh, what is heartburn? Wait, what are antacid for?
That can be used to treat heartburn.
Okay, well, I had the lady pick me up some Tums on her way home. Ate three of those pieces of chalk.
And how do you feel?
And worse.
I thought you were going to have some sort of revelation there as to like what was causing it. But personally, it sounds like heartburn, but you took the Tums and it's not helping at all. Does it hurt to like swallow at all? Or like, does it feel like there's like a little like air kind of trapped in there?
I don't know. Who cares, honestly? This is stupid. Who honestly cares?
Okay, let's pull up the meat and potatoes of today's episode, of today's little bonus episode of Between the Urinals.
What's the meat in the urinal cake today?
Oh, that's terrible. That is a terrible visual. So last week, we went out on a Monday night, which is not common for us.
Not common.
That's because our favorite bartender.
Favorite bartender. For me, she's my only bartender. Everyone else hates me.
Yeah, I guess I've never really had a bartender before.
Is that because I would say our bartender?
our bartender, who we have developed a relationship over the last few years while working at the Burke Show, is moving to another state. She's moving to Colorado. And so now the really cool thing about this is the fact that there was this bar. It's a pizza shop that has a bar in it. It's not really like
that makes it sound so much less cool. Come on.
But come on.
It's a dive.
No, it's not a dive. It's a pizza restaurant that serves bar food, and it has a bar. And when we were working at the Burke Show, for a while there, we would go there at least once a week. We basically opened the place up right at 11 o'clock because our work would be done for the day, so we'd go and hang out over there. Used to be a Thursday spot for us, then it kind of shifted around, and then towards the last 4 or 5 months of working at the show, we didn't go quite as often, but we still loved going there.
We all got on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
We all went straight.
We kind of did for a little while there.
No beers.
We would make sure that we only went on days where we knew her name is Lindsay. Lindsay was working because she treated us great. She really did.
Yeah. I actually had no business in there if she wasn't there.
Yeah. Totally agree. And maybe this is something that's not common, but Mikey, I know this is you share this sentiment with me, but I've always fantasized about having your local bar that you go to, and you walk in and you can say, like, I'll have the regular, and they already know exactly what you want. They're quick to it. You're welcomed basically to your second home. That has been a dream of mine.
100%.
Right? And that's exactly what we had with Lindsay at this bar. We would walk in. She knew all of our orders to a T. She could even sense when we were thinking that maybe we wanted something different. She had superpowers, I'm convinced. And on top of her being a phenomenal bartender, she was also just a great person to have to listen to us, because we would constantly go in there and bitch and moan about everything that was happening at our jobs or outside of our jobs, relationships, family, everything. She heard the gamut, top to bottom, bottom to top, every single time that we went there.
And you're a bottom.
Nice. Literally, it feels like, as fate would have it, when the Bird Show announced that it was ending, that's also right around the same time that we learned that she was getting up and leaving, and she's moving out of state because her husband accepted a job out in Colorado.
And she worked there for an incredible amount of time.
Yeah, she was there for like 10 years, which honestly, yeah. I don't think I knew.
I don't even think I've been alive for 10 years.
Yeah, me neither. And the bar was having a send-off party for her last week, and so, of course, we decided to go. Now, Lindsay, she's a saint through and through, dealing with our nonsense and our bullshit, being a great listening ear, and really just, I don't know, she was just such a warm and welcome person every time we went over there.
She was pretty insulting to me often, and I think she could say the same about me, but yeah, she was literally the best. Couldn't ask for a better bartender. Yeah, of course. It's like how a bartender's supposed to be kind of mean to you.
Yeah, I guess so. And so she had this big send-off party. So Mikey and I round up our ladies and get into an Uber, and we head over there. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how many people were going to be there or what. And when we walked in, it was pretty busy with all these people that were there to celebrate her.
That were all regulars. And you think you get jealous talking about like your girlfriend's exes? Like your bartender has other regulars they're actively cheating on you with, and they never bring them up. They don't say my other regular Eric down the street is like... They don't say nothing. I felt cheated on. It was pretty gross, grimy kind of feeling.
Here we were thinking we had something so special, and there's like 40 other people in the bar that also shared the same sentiment in us as us.
We got there. She barely knew us.
Yeah, it was a little bit jarring to see. I mean, of course it makes sense, and like you know that in the back of your mind, but seeing all those people there that were that had just the same experience as us, yeah, it was a little bit of a shot to the gut.
She's like, this is Maya. I met her here at the bar. She was my regular, and then she was my maid of honor. And it's like, okay, yeah, we actually don't matter whatsoever.
Yeah, so we wrote her a card, which was nice, and we gave it to her, and she came and sat down and chatted with us for a while, but then she was already getting like kind of pushed and pulled into a few different directions of other people that were there.
What did I write on the card?
You said, thanks for the beer.
No, that ruins it. You missed the point there, Guzzo.
Thanks for the Millers. I don't know what you say.
No, Jackson wrote literally, there's two sides of a card. He filled up a side of the card with the smallest handwriting ever. And then on the other side, I said in big letters, thanks for the drinks. Same thing on our poster. I was pretty proud of that.
You really hit the nail on the head with your message, because both of the ways that we thanked her with that pretty much encapsulates who we are as people.
Exactly.
I had this long-winded message that I wrote to her on one side of the card, and then I hand Mikey the card when we're in the car on the way there, and he literally is like, done, in like 1 second. And I was like, what'd you write?
Because, and I think you can get pretty, you can wax pretty poetic about this. This looks like the perfect end to a great movie. It's like, yeah, I've known her all this time, but it's a bar. You're a bartender. I'm a bar sitter. I'm a drifter. I'm coming in and out. I could be gone tomorrow. Literally. And so that's why it's cool. You just treat it. You treat it like you're signing a check. So that's pretty poetic. Yes or no?
No, I get it. I totally get what you're saying. You like to romanticize your life as like a sitcom. And so
like a hobo story.
Sure. Like a hobo sitcom.
Yeah, okay, a hobo sitcom, sure.
And you're just about to jump onto the train onto the next town.
Exactly. I'm just drifting through.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This segment is called Behind the Bar.
The first and only time we're ever going to do this.
We got Lindsay to record voice tracks asking questions about the other person. Jackson, what were the questions?
It was, what is Mikey/Jackson's greatest strength? What is their greatest weakness? And what
flaw.
Is the drunk flaw? I might have said weakness. I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, you messed up my questions. All right.
And what is the drunkest that you've ever seen them?
Yes. Okay. Why don't we start with mine first?
Okay. So what do you think she answered for you?
What'd you ask first? Strength? I think she probably said my Jenga ability. She has this tiny little Jenga behind the bar, and everybody would always leave me there. Everyone would always go do something with their lives, and I was like, I'm having fun. So then it just always ended up being me and Lindsay sitting there, and I say, Lindsay, whip out that Jenga. We're going to town, and she hated every second of it. It was very obvious, but God bless her for entertaining.
I don't think you were very good at Jenga either. You just played it a lot.
Yeah. No, I'm no like pro or something. I was just trying to have fun. I was at a bar. Okay, I don't have to be a pro.
Now, how do you think she answered your greatest weakness/flaw?
I think this one's probably going to be brutal, and it's going to have something to do about me probably spending too much time at the damned bar.
Okay, sure. And what do you think the drunkest is that she's ever seen you?
Probably this time that I met this couple named D and Pooh. And
D Pooh?
D Pooh. Pooh D.
Pooh D.
D and Pooh. Hell of a couple.
Home Depot?
Home Depot. They were house cleaners. And they come into the bar on their lunch breaks, and we were sitting there drinking everything and playing Jenga. D and Pooh wanted my phone number. They were like 45. They wanted me to go meet them up somewhere. And I thought about it. All right. Shall we play the results here? I'm pretty nervous. I hope I don't have to like block any of this out.
There's no need to be nervous. You ready?
Yes.
All right, favorite bartender of all time. Lindsay is sitting next to me. This is behind the bar. What is Mikey Wakefield's greatest strength?
His greatest strength is to talk to anyone at Blue Moon, even if they don't want to talk.
God bless him for it. What is his biggest flaw?
That his favorite beer is a Miller Lite.
Is that worse than Bud Light?
No.
That pains me. Wow. Okay. And on a sour final note, what is the drunkest you've ever seen Mikey?
I saw Mikey during one of my shifts. He stayed the entire time. Trin had to come pick him up, and I told the PM bartender not to serve him anymore.
Bear in mind, he for sure opened up at 11 a.m. Thank you, Lindsay. This has been Behind the Bar.
Yeah, dude. We're apartment hunting. What else was I supposed to do?
Was that interaction that she was talking about with Dee and Pooh? Did you get that right?
It very well could have been. I also I also recall talking to a doctor there for a while, and I think good chance that was on the same day. But yeah, Lindsay was pretty sick of me, and she told that bartender, don't serve him. He thought it was a joke because I was being a normal guy. I was only like, I had drank a bunch of beers. Probably slurring a little, but I was having fun. Just good energy. I was sending out some good energy, and that guy didn't take her advice.
Now, what do you think of the first two responses?
Greatest. I think they were nice. I think I got off the hook pretty easy.
Also, for some context on the Bud Light part, Mikey's favorite beer is Miller Lite and mine is Bud Light, and we just have always a constant debate about that, which is why I asked, is Miller being his flaw worse than Bud Light? And she said no, which hurt my feelings.
That's good. She's got a good head on her shoulders, that gal. Would you you want to take a little whack at what you think yours are? What do you think what do you think she said your greatest? I think I started with flaw. I don't know. We'll see. Greatest strength is?
I don't know. Like, being able to talk with a little bit more to all of the coworkers that we would go there with.
I thought you were about to try to steal my strength.
No, talk to anybody. I mean, specifically with the people who we would show up there with. It's kind of hard to sit across a bar with five people, you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like I was always trying to sort of manage conversations to where, like, it was more inclusive of people. Maybe she picked up on that. Maybe she didn't.
I was boxed out constantly. And I'd just look up and watch the Pat Fakami show. It was a mistake. Okay. Your greatest flaw.
Now, this isn't really fair because I knew what yours was, but I'm almost certain she says something about Bud Light because I feel like that's just how it has to happen. It just makes sense that she would say something like that.
Only time will tell. And what is the drunkest she's ever seen you?
This one concerns me because if I'm thinking, this is how I think this is going to go. I can't think of a time where she's like been that like, wow, I can't believe he's this drunk. But I have a feeling she's going to say something that's instantly going to spark a memory in my head that I don't remember right now. And I'm going to be like, oh yeah, duh. Like, I totally was.
All right.
Does that make sense?
You're right. Yeah. Absolutely. Right.
Let's hear it.
Lindsay, what is Jackson's greatest flaw?
His mustache.
From Behind the Bar, Lindsay, what is Jackson's greatest weakness? Oh, wait, no. Greatest strength.
His ability to drink Bud Light.
Beautiful. And what is the drunkest you've ever seen Jackson?
I've never seen Jackson drunk because he is a gentleman that handles his alcohol across from his place of business.
Hell no. See? How did I catch a stray on your questions?
Wait, hang on, though. I don't like how my strength was, like, not a strength. That seemed so rude. I don't like that. Not rude, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, you got hit pretty hard there.
I did. I was not expecting that. I think that wow, the mustache, that one hurt.
That hurts, doesn't it? Does it make you think you should shave?
It hurts a little bit, but I also know that I had a very normal conversation with her about it, and she was like, I mean, if you like it, like, keep it. But like, she wasn't stoked about it, which makes sense. The Bud Light one, whatever. And then, yeah, thank you, Lindsay, for covering my ass. Like, that totally makes sense. That's exactly what I was saying. I don't think I've ever been that drunk around her.
Nonsense. Dude, you were talking to D and Boo for so long.
No.
That
no.
one day?
It was not me. That was 100% you. So thank you, Lindsay, for doing that for us. Shout out to you for being so incredible. And whenever we're in Colorado, I hope that we actually do end up going and linking up again.
Yeah, we met her husband, too, and he said, yeah, come by anytime. And I said, I'm going next week, and I'm going to sleep in your bed. I met him like two seconds before that.
Yeah. Well, she's going to be dearly missed, but honestly, since we're not in that studio anymore across the street from there, there's no real reason for us to have him go back there anyway. And so, well, me, not Mikey. Mikey's there. But yeah, there's no reason for us to be going back.
I don't go. I got no business no more.
Yeah.
I'm a damn drifter. I'm going to the Firehouse Subs now. And for this segment, we call it Tracking the Animals. Here's what's gone on. So in my building, they have this thing. I live in an apartment in Midtown Atlanta, Georgia, and they have this thing called a trash chute. And you go to this little box, and you file your trash into it. You understand?
I don't think that's unique to Midtown Atlanta, by the way.
Okay. And now I live in an apartment complex that doesn't cost a ton of money. So things aren't super nice. I love it here. I'll die here.
Okay. I'll be
80 years old right here because I love it and I have respect for my community. R-E-S-E-P-T-C. But
something like that, sure.
I got some people living on my floor that don't have any damned respect for the place that we live because they go to that thing that's called the trash chute. Their trash bag doesn't go in on the first time they try to slide it down. They just leave it. So now there's a trash bag being crushed by the door to the trash chute. You understand?
I've seen it before. Yeah. I used to live in this building. So I was in college. So I'm very familiar with that trash chute.
And are they skinnier than your average trash chute? I don't have a ton of experience with trash chutes.
No, I think it's pretty standard. Small. They're pretty small, but like most trash chutes that I have frequented over the years are like if you have a full trash bag, it takes at least some effort to get it in there.
100%. Now, tell me why can't they just make them bigger?
It's a great question. I don't know. That's a great question because I know that sometimes you got like a weird corner of something sticking out in the trash bag and you got to like finagle that in there for you to shove it down.
Yeah.
I totally get it. I get it.
So whenever people leave that trash bag being crunched by the door, other people, they come along and they say, oh, I guess I give up. I guess I'm going to set all the trash next to this.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
They don't try to push the existing trash bag in. They just put their full trash bag leaned against the wall next to it.
Oh, brother, you don't even know the first of it.
No.
So this is a door that you open to enter the trash chute. And inside of that door, there's maybe 7-8 inches of room between the door frame and the trash chute.
Yeah.
People, they stick their trash bag in that door, like just sitting there, and then they crunch the door on it. So now you got another broken trash bag sitting there. And then guess what the next guy does? The next guy, he opens the door, the trash falls all over him, and he says, I give up. He leaves his trash bag in front of that. Now the door is ajar, and there's a trash bag in the chute, there's one on the ground, then there's one outside of the room.
No chance. That is crazy behavior.
All these people, they just walk up. Oh, I give up. Throw it right next to all the rest of that junk. Guess what happens whenever old Mikey J walks up to that trash?
I bet you spend the next 20 minutes clearing it out.
He says, this will not stand. We have respect for our community here. Okay? So you know what I do? I get pissed right off. I get angry and I get violent. Okay. I don't even know what I'm doing. I was very angry, so I
did you actually clean up everyone's trash?
Oh yeah. And I'm not talking about just straight up trash bags. These are fast food bags with just meat and lettuce falling out of the bags. My hands were wet after.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Wait, why, you know what that deserves is just a very strongly worded email to your management.
Oh, I did. Oh,
who
more
am I kidding?
That.
They're not going to do shit.
Yeah, no. Of course not. These people don't exist. They're not real. Yeah, there's just a safety deposit box where I probably send my check every month. So I first, the one that's crunched in the door, I have to. They have a very heavy can of probably just grease and oil, and I had to get that. That's what's pinched. That's why it won't go down the chute. So I have to get that thing out of there, and then I just start loading the stuff in around all the trash. We have a very strict policy at our apartment. Cardboard, you have to walk downstairs and then to a different parking garage. That's where your cardboard goes. It sucks, but guess what? It's my community. I respect the rules. And so people started piling up cardboard by it too, as well as a whole, what are those little plastic like shelf things? You know what I'm talking about? Like where you can put your clothes?
Yeah.
One of those there too.
Dude, so that yeah. is...
The cardboard thing is that's a rule at every trash. You never put cardboard down there because it clogs it up, and then that's like a whole thing for people to have to fix. Oh, yeah, because if that trash gets blocked up, it like is real bad.
Dang. All right, that's something.
And that's why every apartment that I've ever been in has had a policy where the cardboard goes somewhere else. Usually that's like in the back. They'll have like these big dumpster-looking bins that are specifically for cardboard. But the fact that the people on your hall were just piling shit. And then after the trash buildup, they're like, you know what? Rules all be damned. Let's just start throwing all the other stuff that I have there too.
Yeah. But like cockroaches, rats, you can't allow for this. You send a message to management. No, like I was kind of just blocking my eyes to make sure there's no – I didn't want to see anything. I'm sure there was because it had been like that for like 2 days. And but like you send a message to management. By the time they get on that, there's going to be a cobra snake living in there. There's going to be a whole ecosystem, a food chain. So I took care of that. But guess what? I wasn't done. My duty was not done here. So – I go back to my apartment just fiery pissed. Fire. And I got myself a little blank piece of paper out. I got myself a Sharpie. No. And I wrote myself a gosh darn sign. I wrote a sign for these fellas.
What did it say?
I'm going to pull it up to see my exact wording.
I like this. This is a good move. Because you realize that a message to management is going to do nothing, and so you have to send the message to your community of people who live on the floor with you.
I'm starting my own government. I really am.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I don't even like the word, but I think I've gone full Karen out here. But it's also like, I believe in this. I'm not yelling at some kid for riding a bike in a park. I don't care about that. So I put this big sign. So there's, I'm going to show you here. It says trash chute. Actually, I'm going to hide it for now. Trash chute policies. I covered up the whole thing and I posted, put your trash in the chute, 3 underlines, you animal. See if you can see that.
That's really bad. Is that sign still there?
So, go back 2 days later. Guess what?
What?
We got alliances in these streets. Somebody comes
don't
to my
tell me there's
sign,
a response underneath it.
And they do a big I agree.
Wait, that's awesome.
Isn't it? Like, now we're creating something here. We got an uproar. We got a grand old uproar. then 2 days later, someone tears down the sign. But for that short period of time, I had some real power in this world, and I was making things happen, making money moves, making trash move, and I'm pretty proud of my work.
Wow. I bet the satisfaction of feeling seen and heard, of seeing that response underneath, was probably quite validating.
Oh, you don't know. Just like walking out the door like, oh my God, this is everything to me. Somebody
you
cares.
Know who probably tore that down?
The animal.
No, the rats that had made their home in there.
Yeah, so pretty positive story, huh? By the end of it?
I'm glad that was resolved. Now, I have a fear that it might happen again, but you know what you should do?
I think I'm already one step ahead.
Let's run an experiment.
Yes, what?
You get a trash bag and purposely don't push it in all the way.
Okay.
And see if it builds up again.
Dude, this is a Seinfeld episode where, all right, let's do an experiment, and then I go and do that, and someone catches me, and like,
they think you're
the
one that...
And I'm like, no, I'm the sign guy.
Dude, please. And just see what happens. See how they react.
I've thought differently than that, but what kind of camera, what kind of system can I set up to catch this person?
Well, maybe set up a camera that's not even connected to anything and see if that deters them from ever doing it again.
That's funny. Well, that's how, you know, that's how my actual apartment cameras are.
Yeah, they don't work.
Yeah, but no, you can literally see, there's one camera outside. You can see both the cords hanging down, not plugged into anything. It's like, what are we doing here, guys? At least act like this is secure. But yeah, just, you know what? There's good people, there's bad people, and there's people that can change. And I'm looking for a little change in my community.
It all starts with one very outspoken person, and I think you found your platform.
I really did. This is going to be my new podcast called Cracking the Animal. Because also, short story, way back in the day, whenever I first moved in, there was a bandit on the loose who, on the third floor of the parking garage, truly and honestly, I've never seen more litter in my life, because they would eat their fast food and then drop it out of their windows. And so every white line was covered up with a row of trash, because every day they park in a different spot and just drop their food out of their windows.
What?
Yeah. I actually told that story on the show we used to be on.
Wait, are there not trash cans outside of like the doors when you walk in from the parking deck?
No, trash cans are far, few and far between where I come from.
Dude, that is actually just degenerate behavior.
Yeah, no, it's a cheap apartment. I know what I'm getting into, but I have the power to affect change here. And I let that trash bandit get away, and that will never happen again.
Wow.
I'm going to catch this animal.
That's shocking. Well, good luck in all of your trashy escapades.
Thanks, man. That means a lot.
I'm sad to hear that you're going through that. And I also, dare I say that the person who did the trash in your hall is probably the one that did it in the parking deck too.
That's very possible. That's extremely possible. The bandit and the animal may be one and the same.
Moral of the story.
Wait, hold on. You missed your favorite thing to do. Bandable.
Bandable.
There we go. Jackson loves taking two words and just putting them together.
That's Bandable. Called a portmanteau, so I've learned. Yeah.
Wait, port, where ships park. Man, a person that has a penis. Toe, the thing that grows off your foot.
It's spelled M-A-N-T-E-A-U, by the way.
Mant, whenever you want a mint, but you spelled it wrong. Lint, what you got in your laundry when the laundry's done. Come on, that's pretty good.
See, you realize that these words actually have, like, there's a chance that one that I say catches on and becomes part of the common everyday lexicon of things that people use every day.
Let's start writing them down. What was that one? Bandable? Bandable.
A bandit animal. You know how, like, a motel is a motor hotel?
Yeah.
And brunch.
Oh, that's pretty good. But wait, bandable. At first I banned some, then I banned them all.
I think we're right. Done here.
Yeah, this has been fun. All right, wish me luck on that bandable. And then, goodbye to Lindsay.
Shout out Lindsay.
Wait, is your fly down?
No.
Well, you got a zip. Okay, then I guess we're good to go then.
I guess we can leave the bathroom now.
Pioneer.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.